This is Democracy Now!, the War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman. The famed New Yorican poet Pedro Pietri died on Wednesday at the age of 59. He was born in Puerto Rico. His family moved to Harlem in the 1940s. He would go on to become New York City's one of their best poets, capturing what it was like for Puerto Ricans to live in New York. In the 1970s, he helped start the legendary New Yorican Poets Cafe in the Lower East Side. He wrote more than 20 books, poetry, and plays. His best-known work was the epic poem Puerto Rican Obituary. I now turn to my co-host, Juan Gonzalez, who yesterday, after the program, remembered his friend Pedro Pietri, talked about his legacy, and recited his whole poem, Puerto Rican Obituary. This is Juan.
Call Wednesday night from Pedro Pietri's sister Carmen late that night that she just had word that her brother Pedro had died. Pedro Pietri, the Puerto Rican poet, the probably the most important Latino poet in this country in the last 30 or 40 years. I've known Pedro for quite a while. We first met back in 1969. At the when I was in the Young Lords and he had just returned from Vietnam. He was actually a member of the first Spanish Methodist Church in East Harlem, the church that the Young Lords occupied that we took over in 1969 in protest demanding better services from that church to the Puerto Rican community. And Pedro supported us in that endeavor, even though it created a big rift within his own family. All of his family had been members of the church for a long time, and his sisters and brothers went through a wrenching experience battling their own brother as well as the Young Lords in that situation. And over the years, he was an inspiration to many Puerto Rican activists as his reputation grew, as his poetry expanded and got known throughout the world. He published numerous books of poetry. He was really the founder of the New York Puerto Rican poetry renaissance of the 60s and 70s. And we're all going to miss him tremendously. He was a great inspiration to many people. And just in honor of him, I'd like to read his real epic poem, the one that set off the Puerto Rican poetic and literary renaissance in New York. It's called Puerto Rican Obituary. They worked. They were always on time. They were never late. They never spoke back when they were insulted. They worked. They never took days off that were not on the calendar. They never went on strike without permission. They worked 10 days a week and were only paid for 5. They worked. They worked. They worked and they died. They died broke. They died owing. They died never knowing what the front entrance of the First National City Bank looks like. Juan, Miguel, Milagros, Olga, Manuel, all died yesterday, today, and will die again tomorrow, passing their bill collectors on to the next of kin, all waiting for the Garden of Eden to open up again under a new management. All died dreaming about America, waking them up in the middle of the night, screaming, Mira, mira, your name is on the winning lottery ticket for $100,000. All died hating the grocery stores that sold them make-believe steak and bulletproof rice and beans. All died waiting, dreaming, and hating. Dead Puerto Ricans, who never knew they were Puerto Ricans, who never took a coffee break from the Ten Commandments to kill, kill, kill the landlords of their cracked skulls and communicate with their Latino souls. Juan, Miguel, Milagros, Olga, Manuel, for nervous breakdowns where the mice live like millionaires and the people do not live at all, are dead and were never alive. Juan died waiting for his number to hit. Miguel died waiting for the welfare check to come and go and come again. Milagros died waiting for 10 children to grow up and work so she could quit working. Olga died waiting for a $5 raise. Manuel died waiting for his supervisor to drop dead so he could get a promotion. It's a long ride from Spanish Harlem to Long Island Cemetery where they are buried. First the train, and then the bus, and the cold cuts for lunch, and the flowers that will be stolen when visiting hours are over. It's very expensive. It's very expensive. But they understand. Their parents understood. Is a long nonprofit ride from Spanish Harlem to Long Island Cemetery. Juan, Miguel, Milagros, Olga, Manuel all died yesterday, today, and will die again tomorrow. Dreaming about Queens, clean-cut, lily-white neighborhood, Puerto Rican Lacene, $30,000 home, the first fix on the block, proud to belong to a community of gringos who want them lynched, proud to be a long distance away from the sacred phrase, ¿Qué pasa? These dreams, these empty dreams from the make-believe bedrooms their parents left them, are the after effects of television programs about the ideal white American family with black maids and Latino janitors who are well-trained to make everyone and their bill collectors laugh at them and the people they represent. Juan died dreaming about a new car. Miguel died dreaming about new anti-poverty programs. Milagros died dreaming about a trip to Puerto Rico. Olga died dreaming about real jewelry. Manuel died dreaming about the Irish sweepstakes. They all died like a hero sandwich dies in the garment district at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, Social Security number to ashes, union dues to dust. They knew they were born to weep and keep the morticians employed as long as they pledge allegiance to the flag that wants them destroyed. They saw their names listed in the telephone directory of destruction. They were trained to turn the other cheek by newspapers that misspelled, mispronounced, and misunderstood their names and celebrated when death came and stole their final laundry ticket. They were born dead, and they died dead. It's time to visit Sister Lopez again, the number one dealer, healer and fortune card dealer in Spanish Harlem. She can communicate with your late relatives for a reasonable fee. Good news is guaranteed. Rise, table, death is not dumb and disabled. Those who love you want to know the correct number to play. Let them know this right away. Rise, table, death is not dumb and disabled. Now that your problems are over and the world is off your shoulders, help those who you left behind find financial peace of mind. Rise, table, death is not dumb and disabled. If the right number we hit, all our problems will split, and we will visit your grave on every legal holiday. Those who love you want to know the correct number to play. Let them know this right away. We know your spirit is able. Death is not dumb and disabled. Rise, table. Juan, Miguel, Milagros, Olga, Manuel, all died yesterday, today, and will die again tomorrow. Hating, fighting, and stealing broken windows from each other. Practicing a religion without a roof. The Old Testament, the New Testament, according to the gospel of the Internal Revenue, the judge and jury and executioner, protector and eternal bill collector. Second, hail. Learn how to say, como esta usted, and you will make a fortune. They are dead. They are dead and will not return from the dead until they stop neglecting the art of their dialogue for broken English lessons to impress the bosses who keep them employed as lavaplatos, porters, messenger boys, factory workers, maids, stock clerks, shipping clerks, assistant, mailroom assistant, assistant, assistant to the assistant's assistant, assistant lavaplatos, an automatic, artificial, smiling doorman for the lowest wages of the ages and rages when you demand a raise because it's against the company policy to promote Spicks. Juan died hating Miguel because Miguel's used car was in better condition than his used car. Miguel died hating Milagros because Milagros had a color television set and he could not afford one yet. Milagros died hating Olga because Olga made $5 more on the same job. Olga died hating Manuel because Manuel had hit the numbers more times than she had hit the numbers. Manuel died hating all of them. Juan, Miguel, Milagros, and Olga because they all spoke broken English more fluently than he did. And now they are together in the main lobby of the void, addicted to silence, off limits to the wind, confined to worm supremacy in Long Island Cemetery. This is the groovy hereafter the Protestant collection box was talking so loud and proud about. Here lies Juan, here lies Miguel, here lies Milagros, here lies Olga, here lies Manuel, who died yesterday, today, and will die again tomorrow. Always broke, always owing, never knowing that they are beautiful people, never knowing the geography of their complexion. Puerto Rico is a beautiful place. Puerto Ricanos are a beautiful race. If only they had turned off the television and tuned into their own imaginations. If only they had used the white supremacy Bibles for toilet paper purpose and make their Latino souls the only religion of their race. If only they had returned to the definition of the sun after the first mental snowstorm on the summer of their senses. If only they had kept their eyes open at the funeral of their fellow employees who came to this country to make a fortune and were buried without underwears. Juan, Miguel, Milagros, Olga, Manuel will right now be doing their own thing where beautiful people sing and dance and work together, where the wind is a stranger to miserable weather conditions, where you do not need a dictionary to communicate with your people. Aquí se habla español all the time. Aquí you salute your flag first. Aquí there are no Dial soap commercials. Aquí everybody smells good. Aquí TV dinners do not have a future. Aquí the men and women admire, desire, and never get tired of each other. Aquí que pasa, power is what's happening. Aquí to be called negrito means to be called love. And thank you to Pedro Pietri for all your great contributions to our people.
Juan Gonzalez, reading Pedro Pietri's famous poem, Puerto Rican Obituary. Pedro died on Wednesday night of stomach cancer. He was flying back from Mexico, where he was seeking alternative treatment. He died en route.